I have the pleasure to join my warm welcome to President Luc Van den Brande, who is a very important political and cultural leader in Europe, and not only in Europe. He was the president, very creative president of the Committee of the Regions of the European Union. He has been minister president of the Flanders, federal minister, and now he has other additional important tasks to perform. I wish to thank President Van den Brande for his generosity. He's coming to Padova. He has been in Padova several times, and he is enriching our reflection, our research, and our teaching. He's updating our teaching, and at the same time, he's bringing new ideas. So, he belongs naturally to our faculty. And he's the inspirer of the multi-level governance thought, and he promoted within the Committee of the Regions a very important initiative to draw up a European Charter for multi-level governance. I am very curious to learn today, to listen to you, just to learn what new is going on in Brussels in order to make effective the thought dealing with multi-level governance. Multi-level governance is needed for the sustainability. I am convinced of this, for the sustainability of the European integration. More complex is becoming a system, political system. More necessary is a homeostatic process of adaptation. So, multi-level governance, in my opinion, is necessary for the sustainability of the European integration system. And of course, multi-level governance means coordination. For good governance, for effective governance. But in order to be a creative process, an enriching process, multi-level governance should deal with the human rights paradigm. Because when we say multi-level governance, our first idea is to be to be closer to the needs, the real needs, the vital needs of citizens. You see, we do not think at the top. I don't know if I am right in saying that.
Always.
But we think firstly to the daily life of citizens, because all should be in favor of improving the quality of life. So, I will listen with much interest to what you will say, to you will provide us. I seize the opportunity to thank Professor Beckemans. He is carrying out a very interesting and substantive course when we speak of quality education. We mean something that is at the same time useful but also methodologically sophisticated, methodologically and scientifically well oriented. And the course Professor Beckermans is providing is a quality education course. I'm convinced of that. So I thank you very much for what you are doing. Thank you.